With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Stocks skyrocketing today as President Trump announced a 90-day pause on tariffs for most countries. Major indexes at one point were up anywhere from 8 to 12%. Planned meeting between the U.S., British, French, and Ukrainian diplomats to push forward a peace deal between Russia and Kyiv has been scrapped. At the same time, Vice President J.D. Vance says negotiations are reaching a moment of truth.
We put together a very fair proposal. We're going to see if the Europeans, the Russians, and the Ukrainians are ultimately able to get this thing over the finish line. I feel pretty optimistic about it. I think everybody has been negotiating in good faith, but it's now time, I think, to take, if not the final step, one of the final steps.
Security beefed up across Indian-controlled Kashmir. That's after a day of where an attack left at least 26 people dead, most of them tourists. Also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of State Marco Rubio making big changes at the department.
In a statement Tuesday, Rubio said the sprawling bureaucracy created a system more beholden to radical political ideology than advancing America's core national interest. Rubio then said redundant offices will be removed and non-statutory programs that are misaligned with America's core national interest will cease to exist. He then added, we will drain the bloated bureaucratic swamp. Rubio said the reorganization will bring the department into the 21st century. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Fast-moving wildfire burning in New Jersey's Pine Barrens, but officials have lifted earlier evacuation orders and a stretch of a major highway that was closed is now open. 1,300 structures had been threatened at one time, and some 3,000 residents had been evacuated, but they're now back home. This is SRN News. A victory for free speech in Kentucky.
The University of Louisville has agreed to pay more than $1.5 million in damages to a professor who was fired for opposing transgenderism. Dr. Alan Josephson worked for the school's Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry and Psychology, where he expressed opposition to the promotion of sex change operations on children as a means of helping them live as the opposite sex. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Dr. Josephson in federal court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Eastern and Western churches celebrating Easter on the same day this year, a rare occurrence. However, new efforts toward unity backed by the World Council of Churches aims to bridge divides. In some regions like Greece and Finland, Protestant and Orthodox Christians already celebrate Easter together, offering one example of cooperation. The idea of a common Easter has been discussed since the 1960s. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street opened higher this morning, and part of the reason for that could be this. President Trump now says he has no plans to fire Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, although he does wish the Fed would cut interest rates. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the ongoing tariff showdown with China is unsustainable. He says he expects a de-escalation in the trade war between the world's two largest economies. Elon Musk figures it's time to start taking care of business. He's scaling back his work with Doge in favor of putting more time into Tesla. The EV manufacturer saw profits sink in the first quarter, reporting a 71% drop in profits, a 9% decline in revenue. The European Union has fined Apple 500 million euros and Meta 200 million in separate anti-competition cases. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.